Yeah, nach mehr mal von der Base, in new parent, just say the Mishnah over again. Nara shin is patato, and a Nara, where the man was mafata, talked her into having znus, she was a Nara, psula. The locker is, boishta, u pagama, u knasa, shalaviyah. That your man has to pay now the boishest embarrassment and the begam, how much is worth less on the market, u knasa, the 50 shkolim, all go to the father. We had the Mishnah before, betfusa means banusa. When the man forced her, then the Mishnah before said, you have to pay tsar. So also the tsar, the pain that the girl has, goes to the father. As the pasuk says, v'nosan le'avi hanara, the money goes to the father. What about the omda bedin? Let's say they went to Bezdin. So actually, meisav, the father was still alive, he didn't die yet at the time when they went to Bezdin. So the father was there, so Bezdin paskin dois, that the money goes to the father. His arayin shalav. The money now belongs to the father. Because by kenas, the money is first chal when Bezdin gives the psak. Before Amod Bedin, before they went to Bezdin, it's like there's no chiv. The chiv is only when you come to Bezdin. So if the father is alive then, very good, the father is oichin the money. Meisav, if the father dies later, even before they collect the money, it's still called money already. And arayin shalachin, it goes to the father's brothers, in other words, the father, his Yerusha. Whoever yashins the father gets this money also. But what about lo hispiko lamad bedin achimesav? Let's say the father died before they went to Bezdin. At the time when they went to Bezdin, the Bezdin should be mechayiv the man that was manas or mafata to pay the money. Is harei hein shalatzma. Since at the time when Bezdin gives the psak din, the father is a dead, so the money goes to her. She's alive, she gets the money, not the father. Now, omda bedin achle bogra. Let's say they went to Bezdin, both of them were alive. But the girl was still a nara, she wasn't a begeris yet. So that's the locha that harei hein shalav, the money still goes to the father. B'shas omda bedin, she is still a nara. So the locha is, even though the money should go to her, the father gets the money from his daughter. The father gets any money that the nara deserves. Therefore, Meisav, let's say the father dies later, his Arehi and Shalachin, since Peshas Bezdin, she was a Nara, so the money then, Bezdin says, goes to the father, it's now sold like the father has the right to the money. So even if the father dies later, still his Yorshim, his brothers get the money. But what about Lohispiko Lamad Bedin? They didn't go to Bezdin yet. Atche Bogra, they waited like 6 months until the girl became a Begeris. She's 12 and a half years old now. She's not Brishus Aviyah. The father has no rights over her anymore. And now they first go to Bezdin. Is Arei Hein Shel Atzma. Bezdin passes right now that the money goes straight to her and not to the father. Because the father has no more rights over her when she becomes a Begeris. Rabbi Shimon says, Em lo hispiko ligvois. Ad shemei so'av. Harei Hein Shel Atzma. So Shimon argues on a Tanakam and says it's not totally in Amod de Bedin, it's not totally just when Bezdin paskins the Chiv. It's totally Bishas, you collect the money. Therefore, if the father dies before they collect the money, even though Bishas they went to Bezdin, the father was alive, and at that time the father had the right to collect the money, but as long as he did not collect the money yet, it's not called his. So the father dies before he collects the money, then the locher is Arei Hein Shel Atzma. The money goes to her, and not to the Yorshim of the father. Rashi says, Babadam Rashi, B'Shimon Aymer, Afal Pi Shom Do Bedin, even though they went to Bezdin, and Bezdin paskin that the man that was Ma'anasa, Mafato, has to pay the Chemishim Kosef, Chemishim Kishkolim, and right now the Chiv is to the father, but Lehevei Mom and Diav, it's not cool the father has this chus, has this money like, L'harish Labonov, that if he dies, his children take it over. Ademot Eliyodei, until the father actually collects the money. And here that the father didn't collect the money yet, the father died before he collected the money, therefore it's not a Yerusha, therefore the money goes to her, goes to Denaro. Here's a Rei Hein Shel Atzma. Chasa Machloikis, Reb Shimon and the Rabbonin, is a Toli B'Shas Amod de Bedin. Once Bezdin Paskins, that the man has to pay the Kenas. The Tanakhama says, right now it's called like a regular chiyuv of money. It's called like the father right now has the right of this money. So even if he dies, his yashim get it. If Shimon says no, it's like still called kenas until he actually collects the money. And if he wasn't around to collect the money goes to her. Then the Mishnah says, Maisa yodeha, any work that the Nara does. So Rashi says, She'asasa b'chayaviyah. if she worked when her father was still alive, or mitziyasa, if she found any mitziyas, that she found something, is afa pishla govsa, even though the father didn't collect it yet, or even though she didn't get a paycheck yet, meisav, here if the father dies, harei yin shalachin. This is called the total chiyuv of money. Like what she works, that's regular money. So therefore, as soon as the chiyuv to pay her, it's as if the father has the right of that money. So even though the father never saw the money, he died first, still he has the right to get the money. That means his yorshim get the money. So only machlek is the beginning of the mission about kenas. Mashenken, by regular money matters, where she worked and she deserved to have money, if at the time when she worked, if she deserved to get the paycheck, the father was alive, it's considered like the money goes straight to the father. Therefore, even if the father dies later, his yorshim, his brothers, get the money. So I think more now. My kamashmalon, what's the chiddush of our Mishnah? The Mishnah starts off that a mafuta has to pay three things. The man has to pay for the embarrassment, for the begam, how much is worth less, and for the kanas, and the atzar by nanusa, by tfusa. For the Gemara Tanina, we learned these halachas before in the Mishnah on Nachlamates. We had before, a mafate, noisen, shlesha, devorim. If you talk this nari into living with you, you have to pay her three things. Because you don't have to pay a tsar, because she doesn't have that much paying, since she's doing it willingly. But Samafata only pays three things. Vioinis, when you force her, then you give her more pain. Arbo, you have to pay four things, you have to pay tsar also. So we learned this already in the Mishnah before. So what's the chiddush of this Mishnah of Narish and Espatata? So Gemara says, Amafata, like we learned before, Amafata, it says in the Mishnah, it's all part of the Mishnah before, that Amafata, Noisein, Boishes, Begam, Ukenas, and Moisef, all of Oinish, and Noisein, Esatzar, we added to these Chiyuvim, and Oinish has to pay even Tsar, Lorvia. It said before that the money goes to the father. So what's the Chiddush of our Mishnah? So Gemara answers, the Gemara answers, Lorvia, Yitzchle. The Chiddush is that the money goes to the father. The Leitanan Rashi says, it didn't say this in the Mishnah before. And the Mishnah before didn't say that the money goes to the father. For at the Gemara, Liyaviya Nami Pshita. That's also Lechura Poshe, that the money goes to the father. We don't even need a Mishnah to tell us this. Why? Me, the Koyoyiv Mefata. Since even when a man talks the girl into doing it, and now she's doing it Barotzen with her own free will, she's agreeing to do it, still we know the Mishnah before, and now Mishnah says, the man has to pay the Boishes, the Pagam, and the Kanas. Now, Dilatzma, if the money goes to her, if he's supposed to pay it to her, Amayoyev, why does he have to pay her any money here? Mefata midaita of it. That since she agreed to do it, she did a midaita. So the Babli holds the Svari is like she's meichel the money. Like she's telling, like we had the Gemara before, it's as if you tell somebody, you can rip my shirt, and I say, you potter, I'm giving you permission to rip my shirt. Here also this mefuta. If the money is directly to her, so she agreed that you could live with her, so why do you have to pay her any money? It's as far as she's meichelit. So since our Mishnah, and the Mishnah before says, you still have to pay the money, that's a proof that the money goes to the father. Since the money goes to the father, she does not have a right to be meichel, the father's money. So Mela, that din, that when you're mafati, you talk a girl into it, you have to pay the father, that's pshita. So if so, it's a kash again, what's the chiddush of our Mishnah here? Stam the chiyuvim we learned before. To pay the money to the father, pshita you have to pay the father. If not, on the foot, that's what we had before. When she's a yesoima, if she doesn't have a father, you apart from paying by a mafuta. Because if the money goes to her, then the svar is if she gave you permission to live with her, it's like she's telling you, I'm being meichel, I'm freeing you from the payment. So you only have to pay when there's a father. So we see the money goes to the father. What's the chiddush? So Gemara says, the chiddush of our Mishnah is, Om do bedin itzuchlei. That plukta the Rab Shimon v'Rabbonin. Our chiddush of our Mishnah is that kenas is first called the chiyuv when you go to Bezdin. And before you go to Bezdin, it's not called that there's a chiyuv there at all. So the situation is totally how it is, b'shas amod bedin. And also the chiddush of Rab Shimon, that Rab Shimon says, no, it's not totally an amod bedin, how it was b'shas you went to Bezdin. It's totally when you actually collect the money. That even though b'shas amod bedin, the father was alive. But at the time when they go to collect the money, he died already. He's not there to collect the money. Rabbi Shimon says the money does not go to his yorshim, to his brother, but rather she gets it, because it's still called kenas until you actually collect the money. So So that's the chiddush of our Mishnah, the machlokes of the Rabbanan and Rab Shimon, that the yisoid of knas is different than a regular money. When you work for something and you deserve the money, pshita, as soon as you work for it, it's your money. But by knas, the whole chiyah first starts b'shas bezdin paskins the chiyah. Before that, there's like no chiyah at all. Rab Shimon said even more than that, even after the psak din, it's totally when you collect the money. Tananosim, we learned the Mishnah in Shavuos like this. If somebody comes to another person and complains that onasti or partiso esbiti, a father goes to this man and says, you were manas my daughter. You forced my daughter to live with her. I want you to pay me the kanas. Or else petiso esbiti. Or else another case that a man's father says, you talked my girl into it and you have to pay me the kanas. The man answers back and says, loy onasti, v'loy partisi. No, he denies it. I did not live with your daughter. I don't want to pay. I don't have to pay anything. So the father says, if so, mashpiyechani, I want you to swear to me then, or I'm swearing it for you. The Omar Amen, and the man answered back, Amen. So Amen means it's true, like what you're swearing that I did not do it. So the kid said, the man made a shvua that he did not live with that man's daughter. The yachakachoida, and then later the man admits that he really did live with the daughter and really does have to pay you money. So locher is chayiv. He's chayiv a shvua, he's chayiv a korban. Anosham Asham Gezelis, Rashi says. Rashi says, Chayiv Korban. You have to bring a Korban now because you swore false on denying money. And also, V'chaymish, an extra 50 you have to pay for Yoshim. You have, with Korban is Anosham. Im Hoida Achrekain, if you agree afterwards. V'zeo Asham Gezelis. This is the law of Asham Gezelis. That you agree that you swore false. The law is you have to bring a Korban Yoshim. Plus, you have to pay back the money and add the chaymish to it. That's the halacha whenever you deny a chi of money and you swear false and then you agree. Rabbi Shimon Peter, Shimon says, no, you're potter from the shvua, you're potter from the chaymish. Why? Because Rabbi Shimon old she'eno mishalem knas apiyatzmai. You don't have to pay knas upon what you're admitting apiyatzmai. So Rashi says, elo apiyedim. You only have to pay knas if there are edim there. Now, v'chiv, when Rashi says, dilu oidilei, come on. Since if he would have agreed right now that the father said, you were manas my daughter, if that man would have agreed, yes, I did it, kishetov will have him ifter. Still, it would be potter from paying back the money. Because there's no proof. It's just the man admitting it. Moida v'knas is potter, like we had before, pasuk. Asher yashin elohim, prat l'mashiyas atzmai. If so, ki kofre, now that you're denying the money, nami ein zu shvuas kfiras mamon. It's not called a swearing that you're being kofre the money. Because kfiras money means if you have the chiyuv to pay the money, really you're mechuyev to pay. But you're swearing now that you're poti, you don't have to pay, that's called a shvua, that's called the korban asham gezelis. In the case that really you have to pay, if you're freeing yourself because you're swearing false, that's called a shvua mechayev your korban. But over here, even if you would admit it, that you are manasum, you would not have to pay the money, so it's not called there's really a chi of money yet. Therefore, the fact you swear false is not mechayiv your korban asham gezelis. That's Reb Shimon's svara, which is really true. So then what's the svara on the Rabbon, and why did the Rabbon say yechayiv? Is Omrullah, the Rabbon said back to Reb Shimon, af al pi sheinu mishalem kinas al pi atzmai, we admit what you're saying, true. The knas, the 50 shkolim, that the man does not have to pay. Since he's the only one admitting it, we don't have edim, you don't pay knas apiyatzmai. So for that I would agree to you, it's not called a shvua to mechayev the korban. Avol, but, mishalim boishes upagam apiyatzmai. But the halacha is, you have to pay boishes upagam apiyatzmai. That you do have to pay. So now that you're admitting that you were ma'anis, or that you are mafata, the girl, you have to pay now the father, boishes lepagam. By anusa, you have to pay tsar also. So Rabbanan saying, it is called the kfiras mammon. It's called that you are kofer. Therefore, since you swore false, and later you admit it, that's the regular parsha of Asham Gezelis, you have to bring a korban and a chemish. So that's the Rabbanan svar. We'll see later what the machlokes from Shimon and the Rabbanan is. Reb Shimon says the main thing the father's asking for is the kenas. So the main kfir is on the kenas. And the Rabbanin say no, the main thing the father is asking for is the boishas and the pagam. Therefore the kfir is called on money, and therefore on money matters, it's a regular shvua sheker that you have to bring an asham gezelos with the chaymish. Boy minay Abaye Rabba. Abaye is the shal now from Rabba. What's going to be? Hoy melech averoy. Somebody says to his friend. The father goes to somebody and says, Onasto upotiso esbiti. The father has complaints that you are manis, you are forced my daughter, or potiso, you talked her into it, and you live with my daughter, and therefore what? You have to pay me. But the father says also, v'hamaraticha badin, I already took you to Bezdin last month. Don't you remember that we went to Bezdin last month? But it's chayav to limamen, and Bezdin already paskin the chiyuv that you have to pay me. The chamishim shkolim for the knas, and the bushes and the begam. That's the case now. Not that the father just says, you owe me the money, and he admits it, so to be a shalof and moide b'knas's potter. Here it's not moide b'knas. Here the father is saying, I took you to Bezdin already, and Bezdin paskin eisachiv. Now this man denies it and says, no, I did not live with your daughter. V'loi potisi. V'loi maratani badin. He never took me to Bezdin. I don't know what you're talking about. V'loi neschayat lucham omer. I never had a chiv to pay you money. So the father says, if so, v'nishba, I want you to swear. And the guy swears. So this already is called a regular shvua that he's being kofer. He's denying money for hoida. And then later the person agrees that really he did live with his daughter. And really he did go to Bezdin. And really I do have to pay you money. So it comes out that the person swore false about a chiv of money already. So the Marash asked the Shiloh, the Rabbi Shimon Mai, what's going to be the loch now, even according to Rabbi Shimon, is this called a case of money or not? One svar is, Kivun Diyamad Bedin, since they both admit that they already went to Bezdin already, and Bezdin Paskin that he have to pay the knas, so the Churma Mayna Heve is called the Chi of money. So therefore, when the man now denies it and swore false, it's called your swearing false of denying money that you really have to pay. So that's the Chi of Shvua Sheker, that you have to bring in the Sham Gezelus. You do have to pay the Chaimish and the Korban Oshim. That's one Svara. Melo Machaye Vole Korban Shvua. You should have to bring the korban for this shvua, this false shvua of denying money. It's not called kanas anymore. It's called real money, since you agree you went to Bezdin. Oidilma, maybe no. Maybe still there's a svara. Afagav diyamad bedin. Even though they both admit that they went to Bezdin. And Bezdin paskin the chiv already. Still, kanas heve. Maybe still it's called kanas. Chorus mashma, that's from Shimon and our Mishnah. The Mishnah and the Mishnah says, even though they went to Bezdin already, but if the father didn't collect the money yet, and then the father dies, the money is la'atzma goes to her, which is mashmah, even though Bezdin paskin the chiyev, still Rav Shimon holds, it's not called money, it's not called real money yet. Still has a shame, kenas on it, until you actually collect the money. So maybe over here also, since he only admitted a chiyev of kenas, and loydim kenas is potter-like, still maybe a potter from the korban. That's the shayla. That's what I do. Rashi says, "Afagav yom v'din v'imoyde hevi mechayiv." Even though here, if you would admit, you would have been chayiv because Bezdin paskin. Afilu ochi, still it's possible to say loy mechayiv v'kfiras korban shrua. Maybe now that you denied and swore false, maybe you don't have to bring a korban shrua. Why? Hoyo v'yikra kenas, because maybe the original chiv, like it's called the chiv of kenas. Like we'll soon see, the pasuk only says when you swear false, deny money, a regular chiv of money, something you stole or you don't owe the money, you work for him, that's called real money. But maybe here that the chiv is still kenas, even though you went to Bezdin and Bezdin passed on the chiv, but it's called you have to pay kenas. Maybe if you kofer, swear false about kenas, maybe Hashem is still old yipotor for the korban shvua. That's the shayla. Since it's ikroi kenas, maybe still yipotor. So what is Eisvei? Amalei, he answered back, Mamayna have no, avada the svari, since they went to Bezdin already, and Bezdin gave a psak din that the man has to pay the kenas, it's called money. Or mechayiv olei korban shvua. And therefore he holds for sure, Rabbi answered back, that even according to Rabbi Shimon, now it's called money, and therefore it's called the Korban Shvua, that you have to bring the Korban Hashem Gzeles. Eisvei, Moriah Sakasha. It says, Na Mishnah, Rabbi Shimon Oimer, Eisvei, Rabbi Shimon Oimer, Yochel, I would think, somebody says to his friend, Onas to Potiso, as Biti, the father complains, that this man was manis forced or talked his girl into his daughter into living with him. Vuay man, he answers back, lo yanasti, no, nothing doing, for lo patisi. Or else another case. Hey, Mishor Chesavdi. A man goes over to somebody else and says, I know that Yoshor killed my Eved Kenani. The man answers back and says, he denies it. Loi Hamis. My Eved did not kill your Eved. Or Yishor Maloi, this is also called Kenas. To pay Shleshim Shkolim. If Yoshor kills an Eved Kenani, it's called Kenas. So the person was covering Kenas. Or your third case is, Shor Maloi Avdoi. The person's Eved Kenani himself goes to the master and says, "He palto eshinoi, Shina, you knocked out my tooth. That really I should go out free because of that. V'siyamti yaseini, you knocked out my eye. You made me blind. That the law is, you go. He goes out free. V'uayma, the master answers back and says he denies it. He should know lo he palti v'lo siyamti. I did not knock out your tooth. I did not make you blind. You don't go out free." Finishba, in all these three cases, the man or the master swore that it didn't happen, that the man swore he was not manas your daughter, or else that my ox did not kill your Eved, or else that the master did not knock out the tooth of his Eved. For Hoida, and then later these people admitted that, no, we really owe you the money. So Reb Shimon says, Yochel Yechayiv, I would think maybe Yechayiv a korban shvua, because you were kaifer and you swore false about the chiyiv money, even though here it's kenas. I would have thought maybe Yechayiv, Talmud Leiman, this the apostle says in Vayikra, no. It says clearly, when is there a parsha of Korban Shvua, that if you deny money, and you swear false, and later you admit you have to pay, dafka by real money matters. Ve'chichesh ba misa v'pikadim. If you deny a pikadim, that Reuben says, I gave you my watch, my car to watch. And he comes back a month later, and the guy denies it, and says, nothing doing, I don't have your car. Oibet shumas yad. Or else money that matters. Or the gezel, or else I said that you stole from me. Or Yoshek Asamisa, else you gypped me, you didn't pay me my wages. Or Motz Aveda v'chicheshbo. Or else I say that you found my Aveda, and you deny it. Well, these are all cases of real money. Like you have my money in your pocket, and you're denying it that you don't have it. V'nishba sheker, and if you even swear that you don't have my money. So there, here the Torah says is a chi of shvua, korban shvua. You have to bring in Hashem Gezelis. So Reb Shimon says, Ma'elu miyuchodim sheimamin. All these cases the Torah talk about where it's a pure money matter, there's no kenas involved. You only have to pay for the exact amount of money that you have of the other person. Is therefore af kol sheimamin. All cases of money matters. When you swear false, then you have to bring this korban shvua. Yotze elu ma'shenkin goes out. Our first three cases here, shenkinas. To the case of an Eved Kenani, where you kill him to pay Shleshim Shkolim, you knocked out his eye, or you manas from a father with Kenas, there you potter by a Korban Shvua. So my love, the kasher is, aren't we talking about even in the case, the Shomad Bedin? Like isn't the Bryce or Shimon talking about all cases? Mashma, any time you started out with a Chiv of Kenas, even though at the time when he denied and swore false, they already went to Bezdin, there was already a Mod Bedin, still you see what? You potter from a Korban Shvua? You see, not like Rabbi just got finished saying. So when it says Pasha Loi, I'll tell you there's no proof. I'll tell you here, this Bryce of Shim is Badafka, Bisha Loi Yomad Badin. Maybe the Bryce is only talking about where they didn't go to Bezdin yet. If they didn't go to Bezdin yet, then it's a pure Chi of Kenas. If you admit that your ox killed somebody's Eved, your potter. So that's what we say, it's not called the Kfiras Mumin, because at the time when you were Kofer and swore false, there was no chi of money yet. You did not go to Bezdin yet. There's only a chi of Knas which doesn't take place until you go to Bezdin. So since at the time when you swore false, there was no chi of money, it was only Knas, that's why you put it from the Korban Shvua. But maybe, like Rabbi says it's true, if they would have went to Bezdin first, and later, when I ask you for the money, you deny it and you swear false, maybe then, if you admit, you would have to bring the Korban Shvua. This is not a kasha on Rabbi. Samar says no. For me, the reisha b'shamed b'din. Since the reisha of that price is talking about when they did go to Bezdin already, is the chur is seifa nami b'shamed b'din. The chur is seifa these cases that Reb Shimon still says you put it from a korban shvua since it was kenas is also talking about even though they went to Bezdin already. So chur then a smashma not like Rabba. Smashma even though they went to Bezdin, the Bezdin paskin you have to pay the kenas of the shloshim by the Yeved, or the Yeved to go free, or else the Peter and the Mafuta. Still we say that the person is kaifer later, still you're potter from the korban shvuah, because it's called ikroi kenas. So who is he not like Rava? What's the raya? The Tony Rashi says in the Rashi like this: Ein liyela dvorim shemishalmem aleihem esakeren. When do we say that the chiyuv korban shvuah only on money matters? When you have to pay money, shemishalmem aleihem esakeren. When you have to pay the keren. Tashlume keifel. When you have to pay keifel though. Tashlume abo v'chamisha. V'yoynes v'yamafatul moitishem raminayin. How do we know even in these cases also? As Rashi says, the Rashi is the Rabbonin. And the Rabbonin argue in Rabbi Shimon, and they say clearly, like, when do I, and the Rabbonin saying, when do we say your potter only if you didn't go to Beis Din yet? How do we know here also you have to be in Korban Shavua? Talmudim, the Pasuk says, that there's a Ribui. There's a Ribui to say, the Rabbonin hold even by Knas, also, you have to bring a Korban Shvua. The Moriah Sakash Echidami, what is the Rashi talking about? Either lo yamad bedin, if they didn't go to Beis Din yet, kfeilu miyika, as the Chura Pshita, you can't be chayav a Korban Shvua. There's no chiyav to pay back kefil. What do you mean to say that you swore false, that you denied money? There's no chiyav to pay kenas before you go to Beis Din. So if the Rabbanan have a pasuk here that's marba, that even by kenas, when you swear false and deny it and say you don't have to pay the kefil or tashlum above the chamisha, and then you admit that you have to bring a korban shvua, is pshita talking about el pshita b'shama b'din? You have to be say it's only talking about when they did go to Beis Din. They went to Beis Din already, and Beis Din paskin knows that you have to pay the kefil, or you have to pay the above the chamisha, or you have to pay the enes and the mefuta meshishemra, the 100 shkolim. And then later the man was kofer and denied it, and he swore false. So that's called his mamma swearing false on money matters. So then we start to say that if he agrees later, the rabbanan say you have to pay, you have to bring korban shvuah. So that's the ratio. So in the rabbanan, when they argue in the ratio, pshit is talking about when they had a amad bedin. Now, with me, the ratio b'sham bedin, since the ratio of the b'raisa clearly is talking about when they did go to Beis Din, if so, Seifu Nami B'Shama B'Din, the Chur, the Seifu and Reb Shimon is also talking about where they went to Din. In other words, was Reb Shimon arguing on the Rabbonin? So Chur, it's Mashim, Reb Shimon says his Alocha even when they went to Beis Din. Reb Shimon argues on the Rabbonin. Reb Shimon says no, even though they went to Beis Din, but since it's a Chiyav of Keifu and Tashlumei Arba B'Chamisha, Ines V'Mefuta, it's a Chiyav Ikroi Kenas, we say Yepata from a Korban Shvua. So it's not like Rabba. So Amalei, Rabbi says, no, I can answer you like this. Amalei, Rabbi says back, Yechilna l'shnu yilucho, I could answer you that Reisha b'shama b'din, the Reisha when the Rabbonin say, you are chai v'korban shvuas, when they went to Beis Din already, was a p'sak din, v'seifa b'shliyama b'din, and then Echnami. So Seifa is talking about where they didn't go, tamod b'din yet. So who then the kashra is, what's the machlokes then? Look, when there's no argument then. And the Gemara says, Echnami, I'll tell you really, the Kula Reb Shimon, and the whole price goes according to Reb Shimon, not the Pshat, the Reish is the Rabbonin, and the Seifa is Reb Shimon, even though it only says Reb Shimon in the Seifa, but I can answer you, a Deichi Teretz, the whole thing goes according to Reb Shimon. Therefore, according to Reb Shimon, is very good. When you didn't go to Beis Din yet, that's the Seifa, you're potter for the Korban Shvuah. But the Reish that says, Yechayiv a Korban Shvuah, is where you did go to Beis Din. Like Rabbi holds that according to Reb Shimon, if you went to Beis Din, the Beis Din Paskin, the Chiyiv, now it's called the Chiyiv money. Therefore, if you swear false, it's called the Kfiras Mamin, you have to bring a Korban Shvuah. Nemara says, but I don't want to answer you with Deichik a hard Teretz. I don't want to give such a teretz. Why? Deem came because if so, Diamatali, you can ask me back, listen, Reisha. The Braisa should have started off at the beginning already. That Reb Shimon Einar, like if the whole Braisa is Reb Shimon, why does it wait till the end and say Reb Shimon Einar? You should have started off right away at the beginning and say Reb Shimon Einar. Or listen, Seifa, Divi Reb Shimon. Or else I should have said at the end of the Seifa, Divi Reb Shimon, which we mash from the whole thing goes according to Reb Shimon. And like this, if that's what the Deichi Teretz, Because of this we have in the middle of the Braisa, it says that Reb Shimon Oymer Yochel Emel Chaver Nasi Potisi, this is the middle of the Braisa. There's a ratio before, so it's not like that. So it's not mashma that both the ratio and the sefer go according to Reb Shimon. Because otherwise Reb Shimon's name should have been at the beginning, or else at the end, but not punk smack in the middle. Skurra, really, I don't want to give this Deichik Teretz. So what else could I tell you? Ela, I'll tell you like this. Really,